Bob Shen is the controller of Radio 2, which has just been named UK Station of the Year. You must be absolutely thrilled.
I am really, really chuffed. We were UK Station of the Year for the last of the Sony Awards, and having these awards back is so important to all of us, and it's so important to all of us at Radio 2, but I think to, you know, 1,500 people in this arena, it's, we're so good at this, and we should celebrate what we're good at, and I feel this is a real accolade. You know, I feel this is really special, and you know, we don't take that lightly. We're thrilled, we're competitive, so we want to win. And you know, this is judged by people who are just making decisions based on pure ear and judgment with integrity, no other reason at all, and that's what makes it special.
And not only the best station, but you've got the best breakfast show, because Chris won an award tonight too. Bob's just been handed a glass of champagne. I think he needs a sip of that, but an award for Chris as well tonight.
And you know very well, breakfast is the foundation of the success of a station. Chris is peerless in what he does. It's quite fitting, I think, that he is recognised from time to time for what he is, not just for Radio 2 and the BBC, but for radio. I think he's great for all of us in the industry. And, you know, and of course, the man who came before him in breakfast was the man we lost this year, Terry Wogan. And Terry was the rock upon which everything that we're celebrating tonight was built. He made Radio 2 the success story that it's become. And we miss him, but this is a lovely kind of tribute to his legacy.
And having been involved in overseeing the judging process and the organisation of tonight, how impressed were you with the quality of what's coming out of radio across the whole industry at the moment?
I think look, we just need to see that we've got more people listening to the radio now than in years and years. 90% of the population are listening to the radio, which is phenomenal. And there are more hours and there are more stations for them to choose from. Radio is incredibly healthy and alive and kicking. It's operating in a massively complex and changing environment, but it's got all the talent within it to make the most of that. And I think you saw that reflected in all of the winners this evening.
And back at Radio 2, it is the biggest station in Europe. It's winning awards. It's at the top of its game, but it continues to evolve. You tweak the schedule here and there. We've got Desmond Carrington about to leave in a few weeks' time and retire. You've got a young upcoming disc jockey coming into that Friday night slot instead. How does the station evolve in the years to come?
Well, continually. I mean, you know, we constantly evolve. If you look at the station now and compare it with when I took over from Leslie, and Leslie had made Radio 2 a phenomenon and an incredible success story, it's quite different now from what it was back then. Programs change, presenters change, tastes change, what we need to offer changes. Desmond's departure is very sad. It's down to ill health. He is a unique broadcaster. He's been a wonderful, wonderful servant of Radio 2 over the years. He's a 90-year-old man whose audience crosses about 8 different decades. So, you know, he's just got that kind of broad appeal, and that's what Radio 2's always had and will continue to have.
And are you pleased the Tony Blackburn issue has had a line drawn under it and you can get on with having him on your schedule again?
Well, you know, you've seen what the statement has said today from the BBC. You know, I think both sides have come to a resolution about it, and he's delighted to be able to get behind the microphone again, and we'll be delighted to welcome him back in January.
Thanks, Bob.